It's me. So, I don't know. I wanted to do something, I don't know, different today than from what I usually post. Someone kind of gave me an idea to, I don't know, like do a little like show and tell. I guess not show, but I guess just tell. I guess share some things about myself. I don't know, maybe get to know me a little bit. So I have this idea. A few people have pointed out in some of my pictures. In the background, you can see. I feel like there's so much stuff going on in the background. I have so much stuff on that like big white piece of furniture in my room. Some of it's just like completely random, and some of it's just there on purpose. But I have like pictures in there, all of my jewelry on top, and in like one of the little cubby holes, box holes. I have like all my sunglasses. I have some books with the sunglasses, and it's like a Jimi Hendrix book. I don't know if anyone could tell it was Jimi Hendrix. It's a Jimi Hendrix book. And then I have my a little Marshall amp just stuffed in the little cubby hole. And I just have little random like things people have given me over the years, like just little presents, just little things that remind them of me. And like I said, I have like some cute pictures in there. So yeah, that's what's like behind me in some of my pictures. I feel like it's like a game of like I spy or something. There's so much going on. But also, someone also noticed. I don't know if you can notice if you've ever seen my pictures, but on the floor, there's a door behind me, which is my closet door. And on the floor, there's my yoga mat, and it's leaning against the piece of furniture. And then underneath the yoga mat, I have some vinyl records. I had like a little thing for like I guess collecting records or vinyl records. I thought it was so cool. I have like some really, really old ones I got after my grandfather passed away, and they're like super old. They're like all like like I think I have like the collection he has, like it's just he listened to everything. Like I think there's like Stevie Wonder, Santana, Jimi Hendrix, Luther Vandross, Barry White, like all like the old school like R&B, like so I have those. They are in a special place. I do have like a big stereo player thing that has a record player. I don't really listen to them that much, but I love like the little crackle, the crackle sound. And some of these that I have right here, some of them were birthday gifts. Some of them I just got because all the ones that I have right here, I listen to the entire album. Like I love every single song, and that's why I buy them, because if I love the entire album, like it's worth it, obviously, right? Like I just put it on and just listen to I can just listen to them like all the way through. I don't can't skip it, don't skip it. So yeah, I recently bought another one. I went to Urban Outfitters, and I like that place a lot. And they had some, they had an album I like. It's by a group called, I think they're called Haim. They are a group of three sisters, and they all play like their own music, like their own instruments. They all sing, and I really like them. I found out about them about a year ago, and their album called Something to Tell You is like one of my favorites by them. I've listened to a couple of their old albums, and they're really good. But I don't know, there's something about this one. I guess, I don't know. I can relate maybe to some of the songs. And I love their voices, and they sound like kind of old school. I don't know how to explain it. Like indie pop rock. But yeah, I just bought that one recently while I was out and about. So I'm just gonna go through the ones that I have. So I just got that one. I have. I'm gonna try to like whisper and tap. I don't know if you can hear that. Try to tap and scratch. And try to make some nice ASMR sounds. Yes, this one in my hand is Prince and the Revolution, Purple Rain. I am quite obsessed, have been quite obsessed with Prince basically my entire life. And I was so devastated when he passed away. He's someone I did not get the chance to see play live in concert. I regret not being able to go to the concert he was at, like the previous, I think before, like the previous year before he passed away. But yeah, I love the movie Purple Rain, love this album, I love everything about Prince. I actually went to Paisley Park in Minnesota, and that was quite, oh sorry, my stomach is growling. That was quite the experience. If you live in Minnesota or you visit Minnesota and you are a Prince fan, I definitely recommend, if you can, getting tickets and to go to Paisley Park. It is just, the energy in there is crazy. Like, oh my gosh, just seeing everything in there is just, it was just, I got really emotional in there, but yeah, Prince has a very special place in my heart. And next I have, two records from them. It is a group called The XX. I have their album XX and their album Coexist. And I know I'm missing their third album, which is I See You. They are a band from the UK. I've been listening to them for a while. But yeah, I'm not sure if anybody else knows of them or listens. But they're called The XX. Yeah, let me know if you listen to them, because I'm curious. I like them a lot. I have, this one is Opened. It is Good Kid, Mad City by Kendrick Lamar. This is my, I love Kendrick Lamar. I love this album by him. Everything he does, I'm a big fan of. I love all the songs on this Good Kid, Mad City. And then I have The Civil Wars, their album called Barton Hollow. I would consider them to be, I know it says it on here, winner of two Grammys, including Best Folk Album. Yeah, so they have like, I guess like a folk vibe, country vibe. I would consider them to be country, like, I guess not though, but I guess they're more like folk music. Country music, but yeah, I really, really enjoy this album. If you're into country or like folk music, definitely recommend checking out The Civil Wars. I hope this is okay. I'm just in a talkative mood today. I just thought I would share. I hope this is okay. Next, I have FKA Twigs, LP1. If you know of FKA Twigs, you know she's like very cool, very unique. She's a very unique style. But she also seems like such a cool person. Like, I don't know. I follow her on Instagram and she does like so many cool things. But yeah, I really like her style. She's very different. What else? What else? This one is opened. I think someone got this for me for my birthday. It is. This group is called Saint Paul and the Broken Bones. Saint Paul and the Broken Bones. And this album is called Half the City. Someone got me this because I was like obsessed. I still am obsessed with a song by them. It's called Call Me. And I really like them. I love the lead singer's voice. They sound like, I don't know, like they all play like different instruments. Like there's, they got the horns and like it's like jazzy, like blues kind of music. I love it. Yeah, check them out if you're into that. I have Hozier. I think he's mostly known for his. I guess he's most known for his song Take Me to Church. Yeah, I really love his voice. Yeah, there's some really good songs on this album. Yeah, I can just listen to him on repeat. I just really like his voice. And I think he came out with something recent. I know I've heard a couple of songs. I've not been able to check out all of the songs, but if you know who Hozier is, or yeah, if you remember his song Take Me to Church, I would definitely recommend checking out more of his songs. Yeah. And then I have Justin Timberlake. His album, Future Sex, Love Sounds. This is one of my. I love his first album. Also love this album. Yeah. I like Justin. Yeah, this one definitely makes you want to dance. I love to dance, by the way. I've been a dancer my entire life since I was like 4 years old. I love to do all types of dance, like ballet, tap, jazz, contemporary. I know a little bit of ballroom, but yeah, I've been a dancer my entire life, so I love music. I pretty much listen to pretty much everything. Yeah. I'm always dancing, I'm always moving, always tapping on something. I mean, I always dance even when there's no music. And then I have Tame Impala, Lonerism. I definitely like Tame Impala. I think they're from Australia. I might be incorrect, but I think they're from an Australian band. But I'm not 100% sure. If you know, let me know. But I do like their sound. And this is a good album. But yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I hope this was okay. I just was in the mood to, I guess, share some things. I don't know. I do appreciate if you are from my other content, like from GWA or Pillow Talk Audio. I do appreciate all of the comments, all of the nice comments, and all of the likes and people who support me and all of the messages I get. I really appreciate it. I love everything that I get, and it means so much to me, and posting on here is so much fun for me. Yeah, I've always wanted to be like a part of like the GWA community and just posting and stuff. So I'm glad you enjoy me. I'm glad. Yeah. And thank you. Just if you ever listen to me, and thank you if you listen to this to this ramble, show and tell. It was a little bit all over the place, but hopefully it was relaxing, or at least, I don't know, you got to know a little bit more about me. But yeah, thank you so much for listening, and wherever you are, I hope you are doing well, and I hope you have a good day. Bye.